And that is Post Malone, who played Summerfest last night. And it's time for Sandy Max with Sunday What's on Tap. And Sandy, a lot of people love the show. I mean, Post Malone has his first time at Summerfest.
He's highly anticipated.
And he's had transitioned. I mean, his genres,
he mashes everything.
It's really interesting. But was really cool is he actually hung out in the city. We've got Nysir Spencer
great?
Here.
Yeah.
And Nysir, tell us about this barbershop stop. Is it top tier?
Yeah, it's top tier barber. And yeah, he's cut a whole bunch of, you know, Bucks, Brewers, Bulls hair. I'm pretty sure he cut one of the Suns players' hair a few years ago. I don't know exactly when, but yeah, it's pretty popular. Social media status is pretty cool. I've been keeping tabs on him for a little bit. It's pretty cool to see that he's finally coming to light, that, you know, Post Malone coming to town.
And so. Barbershop culture is very strong, very social.
Absolutely.
And to have, because I immediately think of Mr. G's, like very well known, but to know that top tier, okay, it's a scene.
Yeah.
And for somebody like Post Malone to come to our city and not just go to the hotel, get on the tour bus, hang out backstage at Summerfest and not enjoy our city, to actually go where conversation happens and you're really part of it, I just think it's great.
I agree.
And walking in and asking for a beer.
Yeah, right.
He's one of us. Fits right in Wisconsin.
It was great. I mean, what a moment for the owner of that top tier hair studio. All right, so Sandy.
Yeah.
We had Post Malone last night, but he wasn't the only big act at Summerfest.
Well, you know, the weekend too was stacked because you had Ed Sheeran on Friday night, on Thursday night, where even Milwaukee Brewers players went. And I was like, don't stay out too late, guys. But it was kind of date night. Truly, Brandon Woodruff, Bryce Terang, and Sal Frelick went with their gals to enjoy Ed Sheeran. And Ike Winter, the woodworking artist who did the mosaics for the NFL draft, he bumped into them at Summerfest. He's like, hey, I know the guys are going to Ed Sheeran.
Well, I also saw that Ed Sheeran did a meet and greet with a cancer patient.
Isn't that
before
lovely?
Before the show.
Which was
really neat.
So again, we've got these world-class artists coming to our city during Summerfest, and they're not just stopping in. Like, they really are being part of Milwaukee. So that warms my heart. Then you had Cody Johnson doing country music on the amphitheater on Friday night, Post Malone last night. But I mean, there's just so many bands. And yesterday, the one person I wanted to see was a guy named Hank Azaria. And if you're not familiar with his name immediately, you'd be familiar with like the hundreds of voices that he does on The Simpsons.
Apu,
comic book guy,
really?
Duffman. Yeah. So
oh,
exactly.
Cool. I didn't
so,
know that.
Yeah. So he does all these voices on The Simpsons so well. He decided he's going to have a Bruce Springsteen tribute band called Hank Azaria and the Easy Street Band. So Vince Vitrano, Eric Bilstead got to interview Hank Azaria on their morning show. And I'm like, this sounds like so much fun. Plus, it's Hank Azaria.
You're
like,
right.
Okay, let's see a star. So I wound up going to the U-Line stage yesterday, worked my way into the front row, and it was so fun. He's got eight musicians behind him. He sounds like
Bruce Springsteen. Worked your way into the front row. I think there's a story.
I gotta get
right
close. I didn't hurt anyone. I didn't elbow anyone. I just wiggled right up and found a spot. But it was so fun to hear him. And I would say that the big takeaway from almost every performer I have seen, and I've seen a lot of daytime shows, happiness. Like, the bands are happy to be on stage. I saw another guy named Alex Sampson on Friday afternoon, who's a Canadian singer-songwriter from Canada's Got Talent, just happy to be here. He's like, this is my first American festival. I'm like, well, you checked the biggest one off the box, the world's largest music festival. But it's just so happy. So Hank Azaria could be this kind of like, you know, I've been there, done that.
Oh, sure.
You know, A-list star. He was so much fun and told anecdotes in between every song about why he was doing it. He's also like, I'm stalling for time because I'm out of breath. But he's buff. He's 62 and just like looks like he could just do push-ups right now. So he was telling these anecdotes in between. He does sound like Bruce Springsteen. And then people in the crowd were cool. It was full at U-Line. No surprise there. But there was a guy over my shoulder who shouted out one of the show names.
Brockmeyer!
Jim Brockmeyer. A lot of Brockmeyer fans here in Milwaukee. Yeah, because this is Bob Uecker country. That's why. Bob Uecker was a definite inspiration for Jim Brockmeyer. I can't decide who was more disturbed, Bob Uecker or Jim Brockmeyer. Now, when I was growing up, I never thought I'd actually make a living doing all of this nonsense when I was growing up. But what can I say, you know?
So it was really fun for him to even acknowledge. So Brockmeyer, he plays a sportscaster. So you could look it up, 5 seasons, catch up, you know, you binge watch that. But that's how playful he was. Like, he wasn't aloof, he wasn't snotty, he was really into it. So you just heard him talk about Uke there at the very end of the show. And the crowd's going wild. Like, we really enjoyed this fun show. A stacked set, like Dancing in the Dark, like all the songs you can think of. Atlantic City, it was very fun.
Did he have you come up on stage and dance?
You know what? The woman next to me, remember how close I was? He said, I usually bring somebody up on stage, but, you know, you can't get up through security. But the gal next to me in this bucket hat, she was way into the show. And he's like, okay, how about you and me dance together? She was standing next to me. I was like, I'm going to give her room because this is her time to shine. So he's like, okay, we're dancing. And he really did. He danced with her up on stage and she was over the moon, absolutely over the moon. This really meant a lot to her. So eye contact and dancing. So yes, there was dancing. But at the very end, he says, you know, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm going to say this. And he just leans in the mic and says, go Brewers. The crowd goes wild. He walks away. We're still cheering. And then he turns around and walks back and he said, and I'll tell you what, you can have David Stearns and Freddie Peralta back. And then he walked away and the crowd went wild. So he really, again, another star who came here and just embraced the whole Milwaukee, Wisconsin experience. Big fan.
I am so glad you were there at that show. It sounds like
too.
It was a great time.
And next weekend is stacked for 4th of July weekend. They've got free admission specials. There's going to be a whole celebration on July 4th. There will be fireworks on July 4th, thanks to Harley Davidson. They're doing their big $1 million giveaway. So there's a lot to look forward to this weekend as well. On the amphitheater, Muse, who are going to bring their huge theatrical rock, Alex Warren with his pop, and then Jelly Roll. It closes the whole thing out on July 4th.
And I love Jelly Roll.
Ah!
I wonder if he'll say something about his wife. Okay, Sandy Max, what's on tap all week? What are you doing?
Well, we're going to get you psyched for Summerfest. I'll be broadcasting again on Thursday, so we will prepare you fully. But also, a lot of the other America's 250th, there are a lot of parades and celebrations around southeastern Wisconsin, so we'll keep up to date where you can flash your red, white, and blue.
Can't wait to hear it. Sandy Max, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.